Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to reveal the tales of your life. Too many secrets are locked inside your mind, but you're all equal in life, equal in love.
I know you're gonna dig this.
All right, let's go. Hey, yo, this is John from Hip Talk Radio. You're listening to Paranormal Talk with my homegirl, Annette Jones. Make sure you keep it locked for tarot card reading. A lot of interesting stories going on here. Paranormal Talk, Annette Jones. One love.
She robbed a fountain machine. She kept her on her clean. She was a thousand-damn woman that I've ever seen. She had a sanctuous size. Telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American thighs.
Good evening, everybody. It is August 4th. And this is Paranormal Talk. I'm your host, Annette Jones. And August, in celebration of back to school, is book month here on Paranormal Talk. And our first book that we're going to talk about this month is our very own Tim Link's book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. I appreciate it.
It's always good to hear from you every month, as we have been for over a year now. So tell us what's new and different.
Well, there's all kinds of new stuff going on. Obviously, we're still out promoting the book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. Wonderful little book. If people haven't seen it, they can check out all the different reviews and check out the information on my website, which is wagging-tails.com. So that's wagging-tales.com. And obviously you can purchase the book at all major retailers as well as online retailers. So it's going well. The book's getting wonderful reviews. One of the best things about the book that came as sort of a surprise to me was the fact that, you know, we had wrote the book basically as 32 tales of animals that I've worked with. So these are stories about, you know, animals that have had some behavior changes, some physical problems, some emotional problems, animals that were lost, all these different things that we go through on a daily basis. We took 32 actual stories and wrote them up in a nice, easy-to-read book that, you know, people could relate to. But the coolest thing that's come out of this is the fact that the book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail, has gotten the attention of our youth. Children ages of, I'd say, from 6 to 12 years of age have really been attracted to the book. We've had quite a few of them come to the book signings and speaking events. This past weekend, we did a speaking event for a group, and they also had a children's group that attended the session, and I did a special reading for them from the book Wagging Tails. And we've got invited recently to a couple of book festivals here in the Southeast. And on a couple occasions, not only have they wanted me to give a discussion and an overview of the book and talk about how we came to write the book, but they also want me to appear on the children's stage to do a reading and discussion about the book. So it's been really cool that we're attracting an audience that I hadn't anticipated on, an audience where we're catching them young and getting them accepted to the idea that they can communicate with animals and connect with animals at a deep level, and, you know, building that great relationship between our children and animals at a very early age. So I'm real excited about that.
Right, and it'll help them understand, you know, that animals have feelings too. And just because it can't tell you, hey, don't pull my tail, doesn't mean that it's okay to go ahead and pull their tail.
Absolutely. So it's been a real blessing to see that happen. There's a lot of great things that came from the book, but that's definitely one of at the top of the list.
We have somebody in the chat room here that says she's read your book and that she loves it. And I'm asking her as we speak to call in.
Yeah, by all means. Let's talk a little bit about the book, and we can also answer questions about your animals in your life as well. And, it's been really fun. So we're doing some more speaking and signing events here in the Atlanta area, and then we head up here on the 14th to the Midwest. We're going to be up in Indiana, Ohio, doing some speaking events in eastern Indiana, and then up to the Columbus, Ohio Zoo on the 15th, and spend some time in the Columbus and Dayton area on the 15th and 16th. So we're real excited about that.
Columbus, yes, you have to call Gabby.
Yes, definitely. Gabby's on the list.
No,
so.
It's a rule.
So we can get Gabby and her gang out there. So we're excited about that. So we're going to be spending some time at the Columbus Zoo. And that particular day, August 15th, is also their teddy bear safari, which is geared towards the children. They have all kinds of wonderful special events that day, special caricatures that are coming up. It's by far their biggest event they have all summer. So it'll be fun for the kids. As always at the zoo, this will be a special day for them as well at the Teddy Bear Safari. And I'll be there as well, talking and signing the book. So it should be a great day.
Sounds
That's
like
on the,
fun.
Yeah, August 15th.
Sounds
so
like a lot
the,
of fun.
Yeah, if you're in the Columbus area, by all means, stop by. It's fun. You know, Columbus Zoo is a fabulous zoo, one of the best in the world and one of the largest in the world. And the nice thing about it is not only do they have the zoo, but they have an aquarium as well. So you get to see our aquatic friends there at the right adjacent to the same complex as the zoo. And they also have a water park, a fabulous water park. So, I'm sure a lot of people in the Columbus and area are very familiar with it, but if not, it's definitely worth the drive to go there and spend a day or two there. You'll have more than enough to do and enough animals to talk to, so it should be fun.
Okay. Now, we do have a couple of callers on the line, so I'm going to pick up the first one and see if this is our friend Joyce from in the chat room. Okay, the caller from the 305 area code, you're on the air.
Hi, it's not Joyce. My name is Deanna, and I just tuned in, and I love zoos. And I've been to San Diego Zoo and Denver Zoo, and those are the ones that I went just to see the zoo.
Wow, that's right. That's the same ones I just got back from, actually. The book tour took us to both to Denver and San Diego, as well as a few other places, and I had a chance to talk to the animals and work with the animals there at the Denver Zoo, and then we had a fabulous time at the San Diego Zoo, and both of them are just excellent facilities. And so you hit two of the best in the nation, so that's fun.
Well, as a child, my dad would take me to the zoo in Buenos Aires every Saturday afternoon, and I sort of developed a rapport with animals, and I actually don't know what the topic is today. Last time I listened, I put the phone number in my cell, I stored it, and I said, okay, I don't have internet. Let me call in and find out what it's all about. Are you an animal empath?
Yeah, so my name's Tim Link, and I have a business and a book called Wagging Tales, T-A-L-E-S. And, yes, I'm an animal communicator, so I talk to the animals and work with them on answering your questions, solving problems or behavior changes within the pet. And we do a lot of work with lost animals and animals that are not feeling too well, and we're trying to find out what's going on with them.
That's wonderful. I have two dogs, but thank goodness they're okay. I always talk to them. I just can't interpret their answers, unlike you.
But it's always harder with our own kids, whether they're furry or not. So
It's true. Well, I don't have a question to ask about the dogs or the animals. Is there any other topic that you discussed tonight, or should I just stay and listen?
Tonight we'll probably be talking mostly about the book, Wagging Tales, Every Animal Has a Tail, and we'll talk about animals in general. So if you don't have any questions, then that's fine. We appreciate you calling in. Please listen in, because if something changes and a question comes up, you can always hop on the chat room or you can dial back in. We'll be glad to see if we can get you on the line.
I'm going to stay on listening if you put me on hold, and I wish you all the luck.
We can do that.
You're Annette, right?
Yes, I'm Annette. I'm the host of the show, and I'll be glad to put you on hold so that you can continue to listen.
Thank you so much. If I have a question, I'll just press 1.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for calling in, hon.
Thank you, both of you. Tim?
Oops, I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
I cut her
Thank
off.
So much,
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. Okay, now we do have Joyce on the line here, so I'm going to go ahead and pick her up. Joyce, you're on the air.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Just got my new phone. Hi, Annette. Hi, Tam. How are you?
We're doing great tonight.
It's been a while since I've been on, online here, but Tam, I got your book. I've read. I just loved reading each of the adventure stories of how you connect with the animals. It's a real page turner. I loved it.
Oh, fantastic! I appreciate that.
And it's too bad. I wish you weren't so far away from me. I'd love to come to some of the stuff that I read about in your newsletter when you send it to me. You know, I'm like, oh wow, I'm gonna have to make me a trip back east.
We can definitely do. We do a lot of phone consultations. So if you have questions about your pets, everything, we can set up a private phone consultation.
You know, I don't have a pet anymore. I lost my Tina a few years ago, and I just not ready to have another pet. I still have Tina's. You know, last time I talked to you was after I lost Tina. You know. Mm-hmm. And I still have Tina's beds here in the house because I know that she comes and visits me, you know. And I can't let go of the beds because if I let go of the beds, then I feel like I'm letting go of her, and I just can't do that. I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that.
Well, you'll know when the time's right, you know, and it's nice the fact that she comes back and visits you and comforts you, which is a great thing, and you can obviously call upon her whenever you need her for anything.
She does. I took a picture of her the other night when me and my granddaughter was in bed, and we goof off and we take pictures in the dark because of my new BlackBerry. It flashes and it takes pictures, and she was down at the end of the bed, and even my granddaughter. Look, it's Tina. So, you know, Tina comes and goes from here all the time. So I just can't get rid of her beds. I'm not ready yet. You know, I don't know how she's doing. I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, she's doing well. She's doing well, and she comes back often. So that's a good thing. And the fact that you recognize her, that's even better. So, just continue to feel her presence, and the rest will happen. When you know it's time, she'll let you know, and you can come to that decision. And then when you're ready for a new one, there's plenty of great ones out there to adopt. So
right now, I've been babysitting, you know, every now and then when I people on their pets and stuff, and I say, well, you know, if you ever need a babysitter, you know, so I watch the little ones, you know, but
Okay.
I have a friend that came in that I've been telling her about you and everything. And I'm glad she just walked in the door. Can she ask you a question?
Sure.
Or should I have her hang up and call you?
No, I'm Annette. We can go ahead and answer the question now if you wish. That's fine.
Well, this is a good friend of mine. Her name is Lori. And Lori, this is Tim Link and Annette Jones.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm good. And I have a little kitten. She's about 4.5 months old. And I'm not sure what question to ask you. But
okay.
I worry about her getting loose and running away just because of where I live.
All
right. Probably
so
more than anything.
Right. Do you live in is there a rural environment? I see quite a few trees around.
Well, my yard has quite a few trees and brush, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the best thing to do is, do you keep a collar and tag on her?
She doesn't have a tag yet, but she has a full chest collar, and when she goes out, she's on a line. But
okay.
She doesn't like it because she has to run.
No, I think it's a good thing, actually. You know, you need to make sure that she's, you know, got proper identification, she's got the tags and collars on. And if there's, you may want to consider if she's not microchipped, make sure that she is microchipped. And other than that, keeping her on a lead, yeah, it won't give her as much roaming room, but it definitely is a safer environment. So you have to be careful. Cats like to wander and explore, and sometimes they get a little bit further away than what they expected, and sometimes they get in a little bit of trouble. So we I do a lot of lost pet consultations and help try to bring them back home. And cats, by far, are the ones I get called on the most.
Yeah. Yeah, because they do. They're very independent. They like to get up and go. And Gabby in our chat room is saying that Invisible Fence now have adaptations for cats as well. So that's one thing to consider. Maybe an outdoor kennel. If you have a backyard, my sister actually cat-proofed her fence so her cats couldn't get out and pester the neighbors.
Absolutely.
So there's options.
Yeah, there definitely are options, and those are great things to do. Cat-proof in the back, you know, putting a netting or protection over top of the fencing area works out well. The big dog runs, you can get big cat runs, and that's great. Gabby, stepping forward, giving us that information on the invisible fence, because that's a great route to go as well.
Can you tell me anything about the ghost cat that's visiting me?
The ghost cat's visiting you. Have you moved into a new place recently?
Yes.
Okay. So that cat was in. Was there a cat? Do you know the previous owners fairly well?
No.
Okay. Because I'm picking up something from the it's visiting mostly in. I'm picking up, like, is there an upstairs bathroom?
No.
Okay, I'm picking up a bathroom. Where are you seeing her mostly, in the bedroom or the bathroom?
Down the hall. I actually think it's my old cat because it did that at my house here in Vancouver, and then I moved out to the beach, and it wasn't there, and now it's a very similar, I just see it whisk by, and it's bigger than my kitten. I just see it whisk by, and it's a cat, but it's not my kitten.
Right. No, I'm picking up there is a cat that, I don't know if the previous owners had a cat there and it passed on or if they buried one. It could have been the owners before that. But, you know, and it's also not unheard of that, you know, that energy of your previous cat, if it's been around before, it will stay around, and it doesn't matter where you move to. There's no distance, obviously, where the energy can go to. So very well could be. So next time you see it, call out to it. Call out to it verbally and see what you pick up. See what the information you get back in return. And it should give you some confirmation if it is your previous cat or not.
And just call it by name?
Yeah, call it by name. Call it like it was there in person. And at that point, you'll know something. You'll get some trigger. You'll get a feeling. The picture of the cat or the energy of the cat will come closer. So there'll be some indication that you'll know that whether it was your previous cat or not.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hate to cut you off, but we got a lot of callers waiting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And thanks for calling about the book, Deanna. Joyce, good grief. This is what I get for hosting the show on a full stomach, right? All right. And with that being said, everybody be sure to go to your any major retail bookseller and pick up a copy of Tim's book, Wagging Tails, Every Animal Has a Tail. And we are moving on to the next caller. So this is the caller from the 608 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I sent pics. I'm the one that has Max and Magic.
Okay. Everybody that is calling in about your animals today, please email the photos of your animals to me so I can get those posted after the show to Paranormal Talk. All one word, at yahoo.com. ParanormalTalk at yahoo.com. Go ahead.
I'm just calling because I have a unique connection with my cat. So I was just wondering, like, I don't know. I don't know what to ask you.
Okay. You want to know about the unique connection, if your cat likes that unique connection?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you've had this cat for a while now? Is that correct?
Yeah, he's like 2 years old.
Okay, but
he came to me in a vision, and just out of the spur of the moment, I was sitting there, and I said, "Well, let's look in the paper for some cats, a cat," and I visioned a black cat. But then when we went to the house, there was just the black cat and another cat, and so I knew that that was him.
Okay, yeah, and you know that's real interesting. The fact that, now, did you have another cat at the time?
No, I had two that I got from a woman, and I don't know if they were sick when she gave them to me, but they like mysteriously one died, and then a while later the other one died. They were already older.
All right, and have they been back around?
I don't know. I see. We just moved into a house, and I see a cat around here, but I don't know if it's a cat that that was previously here in this house before, or maybe it's one of them.
Okay. No, I think that there's I'm picking up another older cat around you. Was one of them or both of them older, did you say?
Yeah. Their names were Leo and Aquarius. I changed their names, and I can't even remember what they were before that.
Okay, that's fine. No, this seems to be the theme tonight of pets coming back around, so that's really cool. I do see one of them back around. Was one of them a heavier set? I'm picking up a heavier set gray tabby.
No, the one was orange and white, and he was fat. And then there was a black one, and he had, like, orange and gray and that, but he was primarily black.
Okay, yeah, it's not either one of them. There's a bigger gray cat around. I'm picking that up around you. So it could have been from the previous owners or something there,
mm-hmm.
But there's one around. But your connection, I mean, there was obviously you're following your intuition when you got your present cat, and I think
mm-hmm.
that it did lead you down the right path to choose the one that was, or let them choose you when you opened up the paper to find a cat. So I think you're right on the right track. I think good things are going to happen as far as the connection between you and your kitty.
Does he have anything he wants to tell me?
Who's he? There's someone that's not, he's not getting along with there.
Oh.
Is there a guy or around that?
Yeah, the guy left, though.
Okay. And does he know that he's not going to be coming back?
Well, the guy kind of comes and goes. This is normal for us.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he doesn't, he's not, sorry to say this, but he's not a big fan. So I think maybe you do a little explaining to your kitty about what the situation is and what your cat needs to do about it and why it's going to be okay. I think
okay.
that's important, yeah. So do some explaining. Not too thrilled of the situation there.
And I had this episode too, and I don't know, maybe you can ask them about this. I have a friend, and my kids and any other kid can basically do whatever they want to do to magic, and it doesn't bother him. But he like attacked my friend's kid. And when that kid comes over, he like, I have to lock him up because he's like, I don't know, I just get an icky vibe off him.
Okay. Icky vibe off the cat or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he'll purposely jump down because he always hides way up in the top of the cupboards, you know, like on top. And
yeah.
He'll jump down and he, like, stares at the kid.
Okay. Yeah, there's some different energy going on there. So I don't think it's a bad thing to keep the two apart. The cat does not like the little kid's energy, and I think it's more than just the high-strung energy. It's there's something underlying that really disturbs your cat.
Okay.
So, you know, I think within reason, I think you need to probably for now keep them separated.
Okay. And do you have anything, does Max have anything he wants me to know?
No, he said something about chasing the tail. Is there one of the kids that chases his tail, or one of the other cats chases his tail, or does he do something?
No, I hold his tail because he whips everything off my coffee table with the tail.
Okay, he's wanting to know what you're doing with his tail. See, he doesn't really understand that and doesn't appreciate that. So you may want to explain it to him a little bit more.
Okay.
But yeah, he thought that was very important. The tail thing was really bothering him.
No, I know this is going to sound goofy, but when you tell them, do you just talk out loud to them and tell them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you explain to them verbally, you out loud, you tell them what the situation is and what they need to do about it and why it's going to be a good thing. Because when you talk to them out loud, not only do they understand your words that you're saying, but the visualization that you put out behind those words, even at a subconscious level, they pick up on.
Okay.
So what you're saying, you subconsciously transmit, and they're very visual creatures. And then, of course, once you say the words and you put that visualization out there, you feel much better about it. So your energy goes up, thus they feel better about that higher energy that you're putting out there. So just talk to them like you would your kids, but just don't yell at them.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, thank
you. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for your taroscope, too.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You inspired me to do these soul scopes, so thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
thank
good.
You.
I'm an inspiration. That makes me feel good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You guys have a nice night.
You too.
You too. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, and our next caller, isn't that something? I inspired somebody. Oh,
there
my
you
God.
Go. See, you
I'm
just
gonna
inspire
get the big
people.
Head now.
That's right. You inspire me. You don't even know it. That's great.
All right. Now our next caller is from the 303 area code. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi. Good evening. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Whitney. Sharon.
What do you want to talk to Tim about?
Well, we have a dog, Sunshine. He, I believe, was an abandoned dog, but I took him in. He was in pretty bad shape. But he seems to have separation anxiety, and he basically barks, marks, and defecates. He's so stressed out. So I'd like to know what he needs to allow us to leave the house for longer than like an hour or so. We're also making a trip to California in a couple weeks, and so it looks like we're going to have to board him, and we're really worried about how he's going to hold up.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, do you let him just have free reign of the house while you're gone?
Well, he hasn't in the past. He's been in a crate, but he will go to the bathroom and then end up pacing all over in it and going crazy. So we've given him we've changed living situations, so we were able to give him more free reign, and it's been less of an issue, but it still is pretty big. I mean, it's been, I guess, a couple months of having some free reign, and, you know, I would say maybe 60% of the time he's left us presents, and he actually goes so crazy, he seems like he's dying.
Okay. All right. There's quite a few things you can do to help him out, because he does feel really anxious, so that's... And that's not uncommon. It's not uncommon with, especially with dogs. I see that quite a bit. So there's a few things I would probably suggest you doing. First of all, you need to get in the habit, get into the routine of when you leave the house, you tell him where you're going, you tell him when you'll be back, and you tell him what he needs to do while you're gone.
Okay.
And you're verbalizing this and you're visualizing this as well. So you say, I'm going to go to work. I'll be back in 8 hours, which is at 6 o'clock. I need you to lay down and take a long nap.
Okay.
I need you to be a good boy. I need you to be, give him all kinds of positive things and positive images.
Okay,
so that's the most important thing. So you're starting to talk to him, and you get this part of your routine that no matter where you go, whenever you leave the house, you're talking to him. And the rest of the family needs to do this as well. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but after a while, you'll get used to it, and you'll get comfortable with doing it, and it just becomes natural. So he'll pick up on that, and that'll give him a little bit of calming down.
Okay.
The second thing you want to do is you may want to introduce some calming agents, some supplements, some herbs, some things into his diet, especially when you know you're going to be gone for a while. Things like Box Rescue Remedy is a good one. You put three or four drops on the food or the water and make sure the food in this case would be better, and let him get that into his system. It'll take a couple weeks for that to become part of his diet, but once it's in the system, it'll be a calming a calming herb for him. So something that is a calming herb, especially if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time. The third thing you can do is you can, when you leave the house, leave some things on. If you're going to have free range of the house, leave some things on, like leave a TV on light with some light noise on it, a radio playing. Turn on, if there's a favorite place he likes to lay, turn on a fan near that. Not only keep it cool, but it's a constant white noise. And if that's a place he's comfortable with to begin with, he'll hear that white noise and that'll calm him down even more.
Okay,
so start doing these type of things. That's going to be very, very important. And the biggest thing you can do is release any worry. Okay, so when you leave the house, you're already under the impression that when you come back, he'll be doing exactly what you told him to. He'll be laying there, and everything will just be great, no problems, and you just put it out of your head. Because if you leave the house and you know in your mind there's going to be some presents when you come back, he's not going to disappoint you. He'll leave you some presents.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the crate thing, you know, that's going to be your guys' call. I'm not a I think crates are great. You know, personally, when you leave the house, I think crates are a good thing to do for your pet. But the key behind the crate is the crate has to be part of the normal routine. It has to be always there. It has to have the door open when he's there and you're there with him, and the door only closes when you leave. So if it's one of those things where you take it down and put it back up, or you leave it closed off when he's there, and then you only put him in there when you're leaving, then of course he's going to view that as punishment, and he won't respond positively to that. So it has to become part of the piece of furniture, something, another bed for him to lay down. It's his place, and he can feel positive about it.
Okay.
But if you decide that you want to leave the whole house open, then that's fine as well. Maybe just a few select rooms is key enough.
He really just stays right by the door the whole time and just goes a little crazy at the door. And if he does calm down, he'll go into his crate.
Yeah, those are some of the key things. I don't think it has to do a lot with his past. How long have you had him now?
Almost 6 months.
6 months. Okay. So believe it or not, 6 months, you think you know the whole thing, but it's new to him. He's still trying to figure all that out, and he's still trying to figure out the whole routine and everything going on. So give him a little bit more time. You can even try doing some sample, trial runs. So if you're trying to build up that less anxiety, then you talk to him before you leave, you tell him when you're coming back. But instead of telling him you'll be back in 8 hours, you tell him you'll be back, you're going to go to the mailbox, and you'll be back in 2 minutes. And you leave the house, you walk to the mailbox and come back, and as long as he's sitting there or standing there, whatever he does, you applaud him. Like, you did the greatest thing in the world. Thank you for helping me get the mail. You did a great job. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
And you do these little baby steps. Maybe the next time it's, you know, you hop in a car and around the block and come back. So you're starting getting used to the fact that, hey, when you're leaving, that's not so bad. They're not always gone for long periods of time. And then, of course, when you go to California, you're going to have to explain to him what the situation is and what you need him to do and why it's going to be okay, because that's going to be a big, big shift for him.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to do a lot of explaining to him ahead of time.
Okay.
But if you get those supplements into his diet, they can hopefully put the supplements on his food for you as well and his calming agent. Yeah.
Great.
So try those things. He'll come around. It's just going to take a little bit of a practice on you guys' behalf. He's just going to have to build up the strength within him to know that, hey, it's, you know, this is okay. I know the routine. Everything's good. I don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
And I didn't know about your book, but I can't wait to check it out now.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And thanks, Annette. I'm going to be tuning back in again soon.
Oh, cool. I'm here every week.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Bye.
Okay. Now, our next caller needs an introduction.
Call me time to the rescue. Call me time to the rescue. We love call me time.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, gosh.
Woo-hoo!
They're
rock
just
and roll. Get your lighters down, man. Throw dog bones. Woo-hoo.
I tell you, I tell you how old I am. Not in age, but I'll give you an idea. This is when you know you're old. We went to a concert the other night, and I hate to admit, first of all, it was the American Idol live tour. So this is the very first year I've watched American Idol, and I actually enjoyed it, and I have to admit that the concert was a good concert. So I hate to admit it. It's one of those things you never want to admit to being a man, but I actually did enjoy it. But I knew I was old when the one of the performers on the stage yelled out, telling everybody to turn on their cell phones.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're ready to hold up your lighter, and everybody flips open their cell phones. And
exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I don't think I could, you know, if I was there in my heyday, I don't think I would ever hear, Bob Seger or, Gene Simmons or anybody like that say, hey, hold up your cell phones and shine them.
Shine light.
So I was.
At least you didn't hold up one of them big old brick cell phones, you know? That would show your age.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in my lifetime, believe me, being a former telecom executive, I've sold my fair share of those big old brick phones, and I was around when the first flip phone came out, so that's how old I am. But, yeah, it was amazing, and some of the, you know, the whole audience, for the most part, were either mommies or mommies with their teenage kids, and
my gosh,
these teenage kids, they didn't pull out any simple little flip phone. They had their big Blackberries and iPhones, and they were texting without looking at the screen, and downloading videos. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now I know I'm officially old.
Hey, I'm old and I can do that.
Oh my gosh. Nope, I'll pass. So what's going on in your world, Gabby?
Oh, my gosh. We've had some loss here.
Uh-oh.
When was it, Annette? About 3 weeks ago.
Angus. Yeah.
No, let's go back to Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Bubby got hit by the car. Tim.
Okay. No, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, because remember, she was shocked.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
Well, about 3 weeks later, one morning, Mama, I was getting ready to go run errands for the day, and I walked outside. Mama was breathing funny, and she seemed to have, like, a little seizure, but I thought maybe she was just hot, because it was, like, 90 degrees. And she came out from the roses, and she seemed to have, like, a little seizure, and then it was over, and I'm like, okay, that was strange. And that night, I got her to drink some water. She's in the bathroom. I thought, well, I'll just bring her in. I get her something to eat. She should be fine, right? I put her back in the kitty cat room, and she's back there with Junior and Tiny. And I went to open a can of chicken. I go back, and I got her to crawl out from under the bed because she was doing that weird meow, and her pupils were blown, and she could barely walk. And she came out, laid in my lap. Junior touched her head, and she had a stroke and died right in my arms.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
You know what? I think she just missed Bubby so much.
That was time for her to move on? Yeah, I don't know. I feel it. Did you end up getting an autopsy or anything done?
No.
It felt like, was there anything she ingested? Because it feels like a burning sensation in my stomach.
You know what? She always had some kind of eating disorder. I think I told you about this before. I mean, she would throw her food up after every time she ate.
Okay. Yeah. It feels like a burning sensation. So I'm wondering if something inside of there triggered it, triggered that happening, or could have been possible that she got into something.
I don't even want to think that somebody did that to her.
I don't think it was purposeful. I think it was, it could have been something that was just something she wasn't supposed to get into, something that just was there.
Like a plant.
Yeah, like a plant or, some antifreeze from a car or, anything like that would have, a small amount ingested would have, could have triggered something like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't. You know, I can't see that either because the neighbors beside me, they garage their vehicles, and then the other neighbors on the other side of me, they don't have a vehicle, and mine aren't leaking anything.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, all my pets went through. I mean, it hit them hard. You know, and Junior was right there. And, you know, I mean, Junior's like, I think he can sense death more than any. I mean, he sensed it with when my aunt died. He wouldn't let her leave the last time she was here. He like, sat behind her car. He tried to get in her car. He sat out in the street and blocked her. And then, you know, when she had this stroke, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And my one cat had, like, five of them and lived, you know, for a year.
Right.
And Junior just touched her head, and I told her that, you know, I knew she wanted to be with Bubby, you know, that we would be okay. You know, and it was okay if she, you know, if she wanted to pass and go be with Bubby. And it was like, no sooner than that, you know, she just let out that little gasp and she was gone.
Oh, goodness. Well, the question is, has she been back around? Have you felt her back around?
I think Blue, her, you know, last daughter that's surviving, and then Max, her grandson. Now, I sent Annette a picture. Blue will lay out between the two grave sites, between the two cats, between her mom and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll lay out there. And, I mean, it's about the saddest picture, you know, I've ever taken. And then I've seen Max lay out there, too. And I was telling Annette, I sent a picture of Angus, because Angus now decides he doesn't want to go outside to use the bathroom after dark anymore. And, I mean, he harassed those two girls. And, I mean, I'm sure if they got a chance to pay him back, they would do it. Because he won't go in the grass after dark. I mean, it's like, you know, he thinks something's going to get him.
So it could be that they're tormenting him a little bit.
And, I mean, they're torties. I mean, they're the comedians, you know. And, I mean,
yeah.
It would be something that they would do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, they'll be back around. So, you definitely got some very sensitive kitties still around with you. So, I think I would, keep an eye on them, and that they'll be the true indicator that you know that they're back around.
Yeah, my four remaining have been staying very, very close, and I'm just hoping Blue's going to be okay. I mean, you know, if this hit her mom that hard, I don't. You know, she's lost her mom and her sister.
Yeah. Well, I think that from what I could tell, I mean, I don't think there's obviously they go through the grieving process just like we do. They're a little quicker to recover from it because they understand it and they can connect with each other, through the energy they can connect with each other and communicate with each other. So that's why I said keep an eye on them, because I think they'll be an indicator that they've returned, that they've come back around. And you can honor that once they, you know, when they do come back around. But I don't see anything else going on within the group you have, and I think they'll recover just fine. Though it is a sad situation.
It hit us hard. It wasn't a good time to start with, and it hit us hard.
It's been.
Annette knows.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting couple of months, and. You know, if you look at the horoscopes, I don't know if you've seen this or not, Annette, but, you know, I guess Pluto's in retrograde, and Pluto has this propensity of bringing on a lot of change in energy in the universe and having a lot of energy or souls leave, depart. And if you take a look at just what we've seen in with the celebrities passing on, I know I do a lot of work with lost pets, and I've had probably more over the past couple of months than I had in the previous 8 or 9 months that have passed on. And
you know,
just personal things, and, you know, and friends and family of mine as well have passed on.
What about the director of the Columbus Zoo?
Exactly. Yeah, the new director which was a shock to coming from Atlanta. It was definitely a shock for all of us as well.
But, you know, and I mean, the thing is, it's kind of like, I don't know, call me crazy, but it's almost like leaders and, like, the animal kingdom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the dominating ones, the ones that lead, the ones that, you know, keep order, you know, and then for him to go too.
Yeah, it's been a real interesting time of transition over the past couple of months, and I guess if you look at, like I said, look at the astrology, Pluto's supposed to play a big role in that. That's not supposed to come out of the retrograde until September 11th, so I'm not sure what else is going to be happening, but yeah, I would say probably over the past just 2 months, I've had probably 10, 11 animals that I've worked with have passed on, and some of them there was no indication ahead of time. You know, I had talked to them and their human companions a couple of months before that, not about any health issues, just talking to them in general, and then they contact me, let me know that they passed on. So it's been really interesting. You know, my mother passed away on June 22nd, and the very Aww. Next week, my best friend from that same town, his brother passed away at the age of 52 from a sudden illness, had no problems at all, and passed away from sudden illness. And then I had a good friend from high school that I hadn't talked to for 20 years, finally caught up with him via infamous Facebook, and 2 days after catching up with him, he said his dad passed away. So it's just real
like
interesting.
It's like a lot of leaders. We're losing a lot of leaders.
Yeah, but I guess it's unfortunately it's part of the cycle, and the good thing to know is when you leave this body, you're going back up into universal energy, and your soul continues on. So that's why they come back and they check in with us, make sure they left everything okay, and visit with us, and obviously are always there to support us whenever we need them. We just have to ask for it and accept that loving energy back in.
Since Mama died, I think he's been stepping up and, running our household.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about that. When the animals pass on and they start that regeneration process of their energy, not only will they check back in with us to make sure they left everything okay with us and that we're handling it okay, but more importantly, they check back in with the remaining animals in the household, and they leave their imprints or their teachings for those animals. So a lot of the fun things they did, the habits they had, the rules that they played, both good and bad, the other animals will start to step up and take on those. So you'll see little quirky things pop up. And, yeah, Junior will definitely step up and be a big part of that.
Because, I mean, it was like the next night when I came home, Junior was waiting for me. Because, I mean, Mama was always right there when I opened the car door. And Junior stepped up, and he's, you know, he was right there waiting for me.
Excellent.
You know, so, he's like, I'm here.
So he's very sensitive.
I'm feeling her fur.
So Junior's very sensitive, very in tune with that. And so that's great that he's stepping up and taking over some of that responsibility.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
And then what do you think about Angus and the, I mean, for a while there, I mean, he was just going back to my bedroom and using the bathroom.
It's
And then the one night, he'd right on the floor in front of me. And, I mean, he went 6 months, well, almost 8 months with no accidents.
Now, and how's anything new to report?
No, it started, like, beginning of July. And I don't know if it was the fireworks.
Not getting that. And you said you had him into the vet recently?
Well, he got fixed and all that, but, you know, he hasn't had to go back for anything.
Okay. And it's continuing to happen.
Well, no, he stopped using the bathroom in my room. I talked to him about that. And
okay.
I, you know, explained to him he needs to go outside. But now when he goes outside, He'll go during the day. He's fine all during the day, but when it gets dark out, he wants me to go with him.
Is he had any allergens to his feet or anything? Do you know if any allergies going on to his feet? They feel itchy, and I'm wondering if the grass get wet at night.
You know, I was wondering that too, because when he does go out at night, he like pees in my flower bed, like just around, just off the sidewalk.
Okay, yeah, check his pets from time to time. See if there's any sort of, you know, if you catch him licking them or chewing on them, if you see any inflammation, pink or red, inside of the pets, and especially in between the crevices, then you may want to get that checked out. It feels real itchy to me, so I'm wondering if it's just the dew on the grass, the damp, dampness of the grass is triggering some of that. And it's real interesting with animals because they can walk. If they're allergic to grass, most of the time it's when it's either freshly cut and the pollen's loose, or mostly when it's damp, where some dew has gotten on it or some rain has gotten on it, and it causes the irritation. So take a look at that, because that I think that could be part of the reason he's not going at night.
All right. Well, I'll keep letting him use that one spot in the flower bed.
There you go.
Not killing anything, so.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I got another caller waiting, and we're running out of time, Gabby. So thanks for calling.
August 15th. Yeah, it's in the newsletter. I'll be there in the afternoon. I'll be there all day, but I'll be there doing a little signing, talking from 2 to 5, I think is when we have it down at the Columbus Zoo. So it should be fun.
All right. Well, Junior's telling me it's time to feed him, so
there you go.
I have to go. Boss is speaking, so.
All right. Thanks, Gabby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and our last caller of the night is from the 302 area code. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name, sweetie?
Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you have something you wanted to ask Tim tonight?
Just wanted to find out about my cat. My cat had passed away, several years ago, and I just sometimes, like, you know, think that he's around. My dog, even, like, when I ask where his name was Lucky, and when I ask my dog where Lucky was, she always goes right to the basement.
Very cool.
Door, yeah.
Lucky, small cat, was it a female cat?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was it darker fur?
No.
I'm picking up. Do you have another cat right now that's darker fur?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm picking up a darker fur cat. That's interesting.
Mm. Okay.
Now, I'm assuming Lucky was not typically a basement cat.
No.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. So I think your dog is picking up on that. And you said you feel Lucky around quite often?
Yeah, I really do. And Lucky was really a friendly cat, you know, really friendly, and would follow me around quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just get feelings a lot of times that Lucky's around, you know.
Yeah. And do you go down and investigate the basement yourself?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do.
And does your intuition get heightened when you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's really weird because my dog will run down there right away looking for Lucky. And it's like, as soon as I ask where Lucky is, right to the basement, you know, she always goes right to the basement. And she'll look under the door, like, it's really weird. And it was not like, yeah, I didn't keep my dog down, I mean, my cat down there or anything.
Right.
But Lucky would run down there quite a bit, of course, if the door was open. He was kind of, he's the kind of cat would you know, sneak around.
Right.
You know.
Did you name the cat Lucky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a tongue-in-cheek type thing? The cat wasn't, when you found it, wasn't so lucky?
No, but it really did have quite a few lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and all right. I still pick up this smaller dark cat. Just be on the lookout for that. I don't know if it's going around the house or one that's going to pop into your life, but a more petite, darker cat
mm-hmm.
around you somewhere. So just keep an eye on that. No, I do think Lucky's been around, and it's really cool in the fact that you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog knows exactly where to go because you know it would make common sense that if you said where's Lucky and if Lucky you know, was an outdoor cat, you know, your dog would run to the window, or
right,
you know,
right.
Lucky had a favorite place to lay, he'd go over there and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that Lucky is coming around and probably that energy spending most of the time downstairs in the basement, he's
mm-hmm.
picking up on that. So I think you're spot on. I think Lucky's there. And I, you know, the cool thing I would suggest you doing is your basement's not finished, is it?
It is. Mhm.
It is finished.
Yeah, when I used to like work out down there, and Lucky would just jump right on the exercise bike. I had an exercise bike down there, and when I'd be on the treadmill, Lucky would sit on the exercise bike all the time, and just like, cause it was the kind of cat that just wanted to be with me, you know, wherever I was.
Right.
He, I mean, a real great personality. Just had a different personality than I expect. It was the only cat I ever really had, because I've always had dogs, and this cat just had the personality of a dog. You know, most cats, they don't want anything to do with you sometimes.
Right.
And not all cats, but, you know, this cat was just, had a very, very good personality. You know, you could get really close to it.
And so her favorite time, the time you got closest to her, or to Lucky, was
mm-hmm.
when you were down there exercising.
Yeah, a lot of times when I was down there.
Very
as
cool.
As soon as, when I was down there, the dog would go down and the cat.
Okay. So now the big question, which
mm-hmm.
no guilt here, but I got to ask it. Have you been exercising recently?
No.
Okay. So, you know, that's very interesting also, because now you have a cat that one of its favorite times was when you were down there.
Yeah.
It could be your muse while you're doing your work, because it's not always fun doing that.
And right.
You haven't done it for a while, but the cat's energy is still down there.
And the cat's going, Mom,
yeah.
Why aren't you down here?
Yeah,
I know, and I really need to get exercising. It's just I've been working long hours trying to, you know, the excuses, you know, trying to make the time.
Well, go, spend some, when you need that break in the action, that
mm-hmm.
afternoon doldrums kicking in, or, you know, first thing in the morning, go down there, because I think that you're not only is that going to be an indicator that that is something you should be doing, that was a special time, and it's good and healthy for you.
Right.
But also, I think you'll feel that energy around even more. So, yeah, give it a shot. It'd be, worst case scenario, it gives you an excuse to get down there again, and
exactly.
You'll be able to feel that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, Book Month continues next week with Sandra Lerner and her book, Connecting with Your Guardian Angel. So be sure and tune in August 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you so much, Tim, for being on the show.
My pleasure. It's great to talk to everybody again and talk to you again, and we'll do it again next month.
All righty. So pick up a copy of Tim's book, Wagging Tails. Every animal has a tail at all major booksellers, and check out his website, www.wagging-tails.com, and tails is spelled T-A-L-E-S. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night, and I will see you all next week.